And if you aren't a fan of The Wire or somehow miss the phenomenon, Hollywood has plenty of other options on the big screen for you this weekend. Here with his weekly look at what the critics think is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate Summary Judgment.
Oh, what a cinematic grab bag lies before you. Everything from Martin Lawrence in a G-rated Disney movie to a 1970s London bank heist to prehistoric hotties. Where to begin? With former wild and raunchy stand-up Martin Lawrence now playing the lovable and bumbling dad, of course. Yes, the family comedy College Road Trip is here with overprotective Papa insisting on escorting his daughter, played by Raven Simone, to tour prospective colleges. Donny Osmond, yes, you heard me, Donny Osmond also stars, and he doesn't play himself.
You can be chief at the station, but you have to be dad at home.
Yes, but
surprise! Road trip! Road trip! Yeah!
Most of the nation's critics moan, oh no, as well. Variety snaps, this overplayed, underachieving laugher feels thoroughly manufactured, and USA Today finds College Road Trip humorless and massively predictable. Next up is the true story crime thriller The Bank Job, based on the infamous 1971 Lloyd's of London robbery. Jason Statham heads the crew that wants to pull off the perfect heist.
So we're going to sit here all night making small talk?
I know you, Terry. And I know your mates. You've always been looking for the big score. The one that makes sense of everything. I have it for you.
What?
A bank.
Bloody good, shout the critics. Rolling Stone cheers a juicy caper movie full of surprises. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer finds The Bank Job highly entertaining. And the New York Observer shouts one of the liveliest entertainments of the year. And for those of you longing for the TV show Cavemen to return, well, here's the prehistoric adventure 10,000 BC. From the director of Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow comes the story of a handsome hunter-gatherer trying to rescue his true love while battling hairy warlords and CGI saber-tooth thingies.
When the sun rises, we will join our brothers and sisters on the mountain of the god and convince them to fight with us together as one!
Wow, that sounds like Paleolithic Braveheart. While the Associated Press grunts a mix of vast CGI spectacle and small silly moments, and the New York Times calls 10,000 BC sublimely dunderheaded, the Chicago Tribune enjoys the ride. Sometimes you have a hankering for a slab of 10,000-year-old cheese. Here it is, on a cracker. Yeah, I just think it's great that so many young people will go to this and really learn what it was like back in 10,000 BC. Apparently, everyone had awesome abs with really cool prehistoric hair extensions, making them look like really cool prehistoric yoga teachers. Of course, the yoga mat hadn't been invented yet. And everything that could eat you was saber-tooth, which is true. Back then, saber-toothed everything. Saber-toothed tiger, even saber-toothed chicken. It's true. I saw it on the internet.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who dreams of grilling saber-toothed chicken in his Los Angeles backyard.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Rick Holter. The director is Shireen Meraji.
The day-to-day production staff includes Catherine Fox, Steve Prophet, Deborah Clark, Martina Castro, Keeman Sung, Nihar Patel, Vanessa Romo, and Jolie Myers.
Our editors are Martha Little, Jacob Conrad, Sarah Spivak, and Laura Dine. Our technical director is Leo Delagula, with engineer Sean Corey Campbell.
The day-to-day theme song was composed by Greg Smith. Our executive producer is Jeff Rogers.